You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
So, if a beginner wants to get started, what would you recommend that a beginner do to get involved in either real estate or specifically multifamily transactions like you've done?
Well, I think the first thing anybody has to do is they have to get clarity in their life. You know, figure out what your exit strategy in life or anything is. Why are you doing something? Focus on the reason why you're doing it. And for me, multifamily was really clear. It was a way for me to get financial freedom. The next thing I had to focus on was, okay, I've got to learn this stuff. You want to shorten your learning curve, or you want to have those pain, you know, the trial and tribulations. I was fortunate that I joined a program with a mentor. I got some coaching, some private coaching, which really helped me out tremendously. So I would go out there and really spend some money on your education. You know, people go to college for 4 years and they'll drop $100,000. But then when they have to go to a boot camp for a weekend and look at a $3,000, oh, they're ripping me off. No, you can't think of it that way. You have to believe in yourself. Do a lot of due diligence on the guys you're going to go see, but make sure you need to educate yourself. Spend 6 to 12 months before you invest money. And I always joke with my wife on this. You know, I know people in my life that spend hours and days and weeks, you know, looking at and researching on how to buy a car and what type of car, but yet they won't spend 10 minutes on their own investing. So I guess you have to prioritize it and make sure you invest in yourself first. Do that. And really, I guess the other thing would be focus on a specific niche. I'm not saying multifamily is the end all be all. I think it's fabulous, but there are other niches out there. If you like to fix and flip, fine. If you like the residential single family home space, great. But just know why you're getting into it and know what your exit strategy is. Once you do that, just focus on a market. Pick a market that you think you're going to like, whether it's we started in Knoxville, Tennessee. I actually, believe it or not, bought a couple of duplexes in Rochester about 7 or 8 years ago, wanting to cash flow. It was a great cash flowing market. I eventually sold because I moved everything down to Knoxville. But I think just start focusing on a market. And, you know, we teach on what type of markets to focus on as far as job growth, population growth. We can get into that right now, but I think that'll be too long. But I think really focus on the market. And then the next thing is get a mentor. Like I said, have a mentor be there with you. You know, be able to ask questions, walk you through the process. After you do that, start forming a team. I mean, real estate, and I think anything in life is all about team building and it's all about networking.
Well, that's beautiful. So somebody needs to really get. Yeah, I totally agree with you regarding universities. I mean, I went to one. Everything I actually used in business to generate millions of dollars of sales online myself, I actually taught myself after, but I'm glad I went. But I definitely agree with you. If it's a legitimate thing, it would be a good investment if you're actually going to take action to spend some money on an education where you actually might make money. They don't teach you how to make money in college, actually.
Nope. So it's unfortunate because, I mean, I think as an entrepreneur, I think the number one thing that we have to learn is sales, and the number two thing is marketing. And they really don't teach sales and marketing. I actually, believe it or not, I went online. Spent some bucks with Grant Cardone. I think his programs are really amazing. I've learned a lot of stuff through his programs. Are they cheap? No, but there's a ton of value. You have to do it. And unfortunately, I wish these universities were focusing on that, but they're not.
Yeah, definitely. And then how to find trends and getting right along those lines in terms of selecting a market. And of course, it takes a long time to go through everything. But how did so somebody has to find a mentor. They have to decide they're going to invest in their education or actually research a lot, you know, get on BiggerPockets, you know, take some action, get on BiggerPockets.com, other websites. But then how did you go about selecting a market? Because that is quite interesting. Like, for example, in Florida here, Miami is kind of, at least in residential, in the residential zone, Miami, which is where we are, is a bit stagnant. But up near Daytona Beach, where a lot of the baby boomers are retiring, and then around that area, Daytona is supposed to go up 30%. There's a lot of people moving there. You know, and that the houses are quite cheap still. And actually, interestingly enough, the rents in many cases, because I have a friend who's a real estate broker there, the rents in many cases are actually lower by maybe even 30% than mortgages. the rents are higher. Yeah, she actually could rent it out and pay her mortgage and have money left over. Where in Miami, that's not the case. It's actually, you know, to buy and to own, you're going to spend more, even with the low mortgage rates, than if you were to rent. Mm-hmm. So how would you select a market?
You know, I was fortunate. My partner, Jake, lived in New York. He decided to move down to Knoxville, Tennessee. And he's like, I'm moving down. I said, well, when you get down there, give me a call. We'll start looking at properties. And we just chose Knoxville by default. We love the market, blue collar market. It was an emerging market. You want the jobs. You know, multifamily right now is at a weird, I guess, an inflection point because interest rates are still low. Mm-hmm. As you said, there's a lot of baby boomers and a lot of millennials who are actually want to rent. It's better for them to rent because they're 1099 workers. They're transitioning right now. They're not full-time employees. They don't want to be held down by a job. So they're very, you know, they're transient. They can move out whenever they want. Sure. Students have a lot of student debt, so they can't buy houses. As you can see, families are forming at a later date. So all these people are renting. So you have this influx of renters, which is actually a good thing and it's a bad thing because what happens is you have all this money from private equity coming into the multifamily space, which is pushing prices up. You have, but on the other end, like you said, all these people are trying to rent. So there's really an inflection point. I think the market is a little bit overbought right now. I think we're due for a correction. I mean, the cycle is almost 10 years long.
It's been
a long time. Yeah, it has been. So, you know, but as far as your point, I chose Knoxville and I was fortunate. We started buying 4 years ago and it was great. The jobs are coming back. You always want, job growth is a number one. You want to be in a market where there are jobs coming in. You don't want to go into a market, like I said, like I was in Rochester, where there's no jobs up there. There's no job growth. You know, the Rust Belt of America, those prices are going to be stagnant. They're not going to go anywhere. If you're in the market and you're living there and you can control, maybe that's okay if it's in your backyard. But if you're somebody living in New York and you're going to want to go down to Florida, you're going to want to pick an area where there's job growth.
I agree. So, and you know, it's interesting. I'm from Michigan originally, and it's maybe the first time ever actually in that area, the prices mm-hmm. have really gone up a lot. And even during 05, 04, Michigan was quite stagnant. And finally, at least in that particular part of the Midwest, the prices are going mm-hmm. up, but I don't know how long that's going to last. And Detroit's becoming revitalized. And even during the boom before 08, Detroit, it wasn't happening, you know, it wasn't going up.
Yep.
So I don't know what's going to happen there.